Good morning. An Arctic front passed by last evening and the wind shifted around to the northwest, and temperatures have been dropping ever since. Cloud cover left over from the front will give way to increasing sunshine across the area. It'll become increasingly more windy through the day, and temperatures will either hold steady in the lower to mid-teens or even drop into the single digits. Across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, by the end of the day, temperatures will go down below zero. Tonight will be a clear, frigid night. With the winds dying out overnight and that deep snowpack, temperatures will easily go below zero in most locations. In fact, a lot of places will be 5 to 15 below, with select areas as low as 20 to 25 below zero. So a frigid start tomorrow morning, though with sunshine. We'll have some increasing high cloudiness during the day with the approach of the next weak front. And temperatures tomorrow afternoon will reach back into the middle and upper teens. That front will slide through on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Again, moisture starved, so just a few scattered snow showers or flurries. And highs on Wednesday will be back into the mid-20s. More Arctic air spilling in behind that front, with highs back into the middle teens under a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Thursday. No major storms through the rest of the work week. In fact, on Friday we'll have mostly sunny skies. It'll remain on the colder side of average, with highs near 20. Sunshine but cold again on Saturday, lower to mid-20s. The next system will make an approach on Sunday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of snow by the end of the day with highs approaching 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an impressive Arctic high pressure center will slide southward across the plains and move eastward toward the east coast today. This cold air will continue to spill across the Four Corners region, the central and southern plains, and the deep south. Meanwhile, warm Gulf of Mexico moisture is filtering northward along the Gulf Coast states. This is providing favorable conditions for a wintry mix of freezing rain and sleet, especially across North Texas and eastward into Georgia. The western edge of the precipitation will decrease in coverage by this afternoon. However, the threat for a wintry mix impacting the Deep South will extend into tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, precipitation will be mainly rain across the Gulf Coast states, though winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and freezing rain advisories have been issued from Dallas to Atlanta. Meanwhile, the central and southern Rockies will continue to see snow through tomorrow. The upper-level low driving this winter storm will finally begin to move eastward tonight. By the time that low swings toward the Four Corners, the associated surface front will move south into Mexico. This will deplete the moisture and consequently the threat for heavy snow. Snow showers can still be expected, though, through tomorrow evening, but with less intensity. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, fog, and blowing snow, 11 below zero with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, blowing snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 13 degrees, the dew point 6 below, 42% relative humidity, a west wind at 17 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 32 below zero at Bottineau, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy, temperatures falling through the 20s. In Boston, increasing sunshine, windy, falling through the 20s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers and highs near zero. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 28. That's right on normal for this time of year. A trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 30.6 inches, which is 20.7 inches above normal. And 70.6 inches for the season, which is 26.6 inches of snow above normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,146, which is 271 above normal. And 4,817 for the season, which is 91 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 62, set in 1984. And the record low, 16 below, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:37 p.m. 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, windy, with temperatures holding between 0 and 10 above, then sliding below 0 towards sunset. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows 10 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, windy and very cold today, with temperatures falling through the teens. Clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, windy, with temperatures holding between 0 and 10 above, then sliding below 0 towards sunset. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy, and very cold today, with temperatures falling through the teens. Clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, windy, and very cold today with temperatures falling into the single digits. Clear tonight with lows 5 to 15 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds during the day with highs in the middle to upper teens. Flurries and snow showers Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy Wednesday afternoon in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cold Thursday back into the teens. Mostly sunny near 20 on Friday. Sunny and cold Saturday in the lower to mid-20s. And increasing clouds with a chance of snow by the end of the day Sunday with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.